All right, so let's dive into enterprise SSDs and cloud storage today. Imagine you're building like a data center or even just your own super PC. What's the storage you're going to want in 2025?
Well, that's what we're here to find out.
Exactly. We've got a bunch of news articles, product announcements, even like a historical look back at how SSDs have evolved. By the end, you'll know the key players and trends, but you'll also have some pretty cool insights to like impress your tech friends with.
Yeah, you'll know more than them.
Or at least just make better decisions for your own storage needs.
Yeah, what's really interesting is how this whole landscape is shifting, with enterprise SSDs kind of becoming the stars of the show.
Exactly. And speaking of stars, Transcend just announced this new ETD 210T SSD. It's built specifically for data centers. They're talking about crazy read and write speeds, low latency, and even power loss protection.
Yeah, and they're not messing around. So this SSD is packed with features like a DRAM cache and ETLC NAND flash. Those are designed for the demands of data centers. Plus, it's got that SATA 3.6 GB interface. You could practically see it plugged into a server rack in their ads.
So for someone who's not building a data center, why should they care about these enterprise SSDs?
Well, think of it this way. All those advancements in speed and reliability that are happening at the enterprise level, they eventually trickle down to consumer-grade SSDs. So what benefits a massive data center today might benefit your laptop or gaming PC tomorrow?
I like that. It's like trickle-down economics of storage technology. But speaking of big moves, Solidigm. They were born from Intel's flash memory division. They're actually leaving the consumer SSD market entirely, going all in on enterprise-grade SSDs.
Yeah, that's a huge shift. It really shows how much demand there is for high-performance, super reliable storage in data centers. Think about it. All those photos, videos, files we're making, they've got to live somewhere, right? And it needs to be accessed quickly and securely.
So does this mean consumers are getting left behind?
No, not at all. Actually, it might be good news for us in the long run. When a company like Solidigm focuses only on the enterprise market, they can really push the boundaries of what SSDs can do. And those innovations eventually make their way into consumer-grade drives, making them faster, more reliable, and maybe even more affordable.
So maybe we should send Solidigm a thank you note. But on a slightly less optimistic note, let's talk about something that could be a security nightmare. Windows 10. You wouldn't believe how many people are still using it. Even though support ends in October 2025, two-thirds of Windows PCs in Germany are still running Windows 10.
Wow, really?
Can you believe that?
That's kind of alarming, especially when you think about what happened with Windows 7. ESET, a leading cybersecurity firm, is already calling it a potential security fiasco. They're worried that once security updates stop, all those Windows 10 machines are going to be easy targets for hackers and malware.
Yeah, it's like leaving your front door wide open and just hoping no one walks in. Have you upgraded to Windows 11 yet? I know some people have had compatibility issues, but I'm starting to think it might be worth the hassle.
Yeah, I think it's a smart move. The risks of sticking with an unsupported operating system are just too big. Imagine losing all your data to ransomware just because you didn't upgrade. They even compared it to broken glass in one of the articles. Once it shatters, it's tough to put back together.
Oh, that's a vivid image. But what about people who can't upgrade? Maybe their hardware is not compatible or they just love Windows 10.
Well, they do have options. Microsoft offers paid extended support for businesses, but that can be expensive. There are also some third-party solutions out there. They offer security patches and updates, but they come with their own risks and limits. It comes down to weighing the cost of those options against the cost of a security breach.
Yeah, like deciding if you want to pay for a good security system or just hope that you won't be the one who gets robbed. Okay, let's shift gears. Talk about something a little more James Bond. BitLocker, that encryption feature in Windows, supposed to keep your data super secure. Well, a security researcher showed how to bypass BitLocker encryption in Windows 11.
Yeah, I saw that. And this isn't some theoretical vulnerability. They showed it live at a hacker conference. It was a real wake-up call. Even features that seem really secure can have weaknesses.
So how does this even work? I'm no hacker, but how can someone crack something as secure as BitLocker?
So basically, the researcher found a bug that lets them read BitLocker keys from the computer's RAM during a specific part of the boot process. They force an error and grab the keys before Windows can delete them. It's pretty technical, but it shows that it's important to stay informed about these vulnerabilities and take steps to protect yourself, even if you're not a tech expert.
It's a good reminder that no system is perfect. So what can people do to protect themselves from this?
Well, one simple thing is to disable network boot options in your UEFI settings. That makes it much harder to exploit this vulnerability.
Okay, good to know. Now let's move on to something a bit more fun. Have you heard about the new version of Unraid? People are calling it NAS Nirvana.
Oh yeah, Unraid's 7.0 Telga 20.0-RC.2 is definitely making waves. It's got ZFS support, Tailscale integration for easy remote access,
yeah,
and a ton of improvements to the VM manager.
Yeah, I've been playing around with Tailscale, and it's a game changer. Setting up a VPN used to be such a pain, but Tailscale makes it so simple and secure. Is this finally the ultimate home server OS?
It's definitely a strong contender. The addition of ZFS support is huge, especially for people who are serious about data integrity. It's known for its reliability and data protection features. Plus, they've made the web GUI even more user-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And they even fixed that issue with excessive flash drive activity that was slowing down some systems.
It's great to see a company listening to feedback and making improvements. Speaking of speed demons, the Samsung 990 EVO Plus SSD is getting a lot of attention. It's a PCIe 4.0, 5.0 SSD that's supposed to be super fast.
It is. It's a speed demon for sure. The sequential read and write speeds are crazy,
yeah,
and the IOPS numbers are insane.
But there's a catch, right? I heard it can run pretty hot, especially the 1TB version. Is that something to worry about?
It's something to keep in mind, especially if your system doesn't have good airflow or if you live in a hot place. The 990 EVO Plus uses a DRAM-less controller. It relies on your computer's RAM for caching, which can generate some heat. Samsung did include a nickel-coated heat shield and their dynamic thermal guard technology to try to keep things cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, something to consider.
So if you want the fastest SSD, you might have to deal with a little extra heat.
It's a possibility, but it depends on your needs and how much heat your system can handle.
Fair enough. If you're more into storage capacity than pure speeds, the Patriot P400 V4 SSD is worth a look. It's a PCIe 4.0 SSD with up to 4 TB of storage. Perfect for anyone who needs a lot of space for games, videos, or just hoarding data.
Yeah, it's a good option.
Yeah.
Especially if you're upgrading your PS5 storage.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you need a big portable SSD. They even have a graphene heat shield to keep temps down.
Graphene, huh? That's pretty high tech. Speaking of how far we've come, there's this cool article from Computer Base that looks back at SSDs from 15 years ago. Back then, SSDs were a luxury. Most people were still using those loud hard drives.
Oh yeah, I remember those.
This article compares SSDs and HDDs from 2010, and the performance difference is crazy. SSDs were booting twice as fast and launching apps three times as fast.
Yeah, it's amazing how quickly things change.
It really is.
And it's interesting that the core advantages of SSDs, the super fast access times and random access speeds, are still just as important today. Even with all the improvements in HDD tech, they still can't match how responsive an SSD is.
Hmm. Okay, for our last topic in this part of the deep dive, let's talk about something that might worry traditional cloud providers. QNAP has launched My QNAP Cloud Storage. It lets you create your own personal cloud using a QNAPS device. They're even giving you 16 gigabit for free just for signing up.
Yeah, it's an interesting development in hybrid cloud storage. They have 13 data centers worldwide, so your data is kept close to you. And they don't even charge data transfer fees.
I really like the idea of having my own personal cloud. It's like having control over your data without relying on those big tech companies. Plus, it could be way cheaper than traditional cloud storage in the long run.
Yeah, it's about finding the right balance for you. MyQNAP Cloud Storage gives you a lot of flexibility and control. Plus, they've got some serious security features, like data immutability, using Worm and object lock technologies. It makes it way harder for ransomware to encrypt your files, or for you to accidentally delete something important.
So it could actually be more secure than just using a random cloud service.
It could be, especially if you take the time to properly secure your NAS device.
Well, that's it for part one of our deep dive into the future of storage.
We've seen how things are changing, with enterprise SSDs leading the charge, and some exciting new developments in personal cloud storage and NAS tech.
Welcome back to our deep dive into the future of storage. Last time, we talked about some pretty big changes happening in the world of storage enterprise SSDs taking center stage and the rise of personal cloud solutions.
We also talked about some security concerns, like the end of support for Windows 10 and that BitLocker vulnerability.
Exactly. And today we're going to dig a little deeper into some of the companies driving these innovations and what it all means for you.
Let's start by going back to Samsung. They're not just known for smartphones and TVs. They're a major player in the SSD market. And even with all that heat controversy surrounding the 990 EVO Plus, they're still pushing the boundaries of what SSDs can do.
Yeah, one thing that really impressed me was their Magician software. It's like a Swiss Army knife for your Samsung SSDs. You can monitor drive health check temperatures, see how much storage you've used, and even benchmark performance.
Yeah, Magician gives you a complete overview of your SSDs. And it's really user-friendly. They even have this full power mode.
Yeah.
It basically tells the SSD to run at full speed all the time, ignoring any low power states.
Wait, so you're saying I can get even more performance out of my SSD just by changing a setting in the software? That sounds almost too good to be true.
Well, there's a trade-off. Running in full power mode will probably use more power, and it might generate more heat. But for users who want the best performance, it's a cool option.
It's like a secret weapon for when you need the most speed. But Magician isn't just about performance. It also has some data management features, like secure erase for permanently deleting files, and even a drive encryption tool.
Yeah, they've even got a built-in migration tool that makes it really easy to move your operating system and files to a new Samsung SSD. They've thought of everything to make it easy for users.
Speaking of user experience, let's talk about Unraid again. We were pretty excited about the new features in version 7.
Oh.
Especially the ZFS support and Tailscale integration.
Oh, yeah. And they didn't stop there. They've also made some big improvements to the VM manager. It's easier than ever to create, manage, and even clone virtual machines on your Unraid server.
I know some people were a little intimidated by the VM manager before, but it sounds like they've made it much easier.
They have. And for the power users who like to get really technical, they've added a new read-only inline XML mode to the VM editor. You can see exactly how your choices in the GUI are affecting the XML config files.
Okay, that's a little over my head, but I'm sure the Unraid fans will love it. But they didn't forget about us regular users either. The Unraid web GUI got a major redesign. Cleaner design, easier navigation, and an integrated file manager. They even added a search function to help you find what you're looking for.
Yeah, it's like they took everything good about the old web GUI and made it even better. And if you're still lost, they have this Unraid Easy button.
Wait, an Easy button for Unraid? What is that?
It's a service where you can book a session with an Unraid expert. They'll help you customize your server troubleshoot issues or even walk you through setting up a new build.
That's awesome. It's like having your own IT support team on call.
Exactly. They're making Unraid accessible to more people. And remember how we were talking about the 990 EVO Plus running hot? Well, Unraid actually fixed a similar issue in their RC.2 release.
Oh, right. They fixed that bug that was causing too much flash drive activity and slowing down some systems.
Yeah, it shows that they care about quality and performance. They're listening to users and making things better. Speaking of companies focused on performance, let's go back to Transcend and that ETD 2DNRT Enterprise SSD.
The one for data centers. What about it?
One of the coolest things about it is the data protection.
Mm.
Especially the power loss protection, or PLP.
Okay, PLP sounds kind of scary. Can you explain it like I'm 5?
Imagine you're working on something important, and the power goes out. Without PLP, you could lose all your work. But with PLP, the SSD has some backup power to finish saving your work, even if the power goes out.
So it's like a safety net for your data. That's pretty cool. But how does it actually work? Does it have a tiny battery inside?
It's actually pretty clever. Instead of a battery, it uses capacitors. They're like tiny energy storage units. They hold enough power to finish saving your work if the power is cut off.
Wow, it's like a mini power plant for your data. Is PLP only found in enterprise SSDs?
It used to be.
Yeah.
But we're starting to see it in consumer SSDs too.
That's great news. Our data is becoming more and more resilient. But let's change gears for a minute and talk about Windows 10 again.
Yes, the ticking time bomb.
I still can't believe so many people are using Windows 10. Knowing that support is ending soon, it's like they're not worried about their data.
Yeah, it's a big risk. Especially when you think about what could happen. ESET is saying there's going to be a security fiasco once the updates stop.
I can see why. Without updates, those Windows 10 machines will be easy targets for hackers.
And it's worse than when Windows 7 support ended.
Really? Well, I thought everyone was worried about that too.
They were. But at least then, Microsoft was offering a free upgrade to Windows 10. This time, there's no free upgrade to Windows 11.
So people are stuck. Pay for an upgrade to an operating system their computer might not even support. Or risk using an operating system that's not secure.
Exactly. And even though Microsoft offers paid extended support for Windows 10, it's not cheap.
Plus, not every PC can even run Windows 11. So some people are stuck with an unsupported OS no matter what.
Yeah, there are some third-party solutions that might help, like Zero Patch. They offer micropatching to keep Windows 10 secure, even without updates from Microsoft.
So it's not totally hopeless,
mm-hmm.
but you definitely need to think about it carefully. It reminds us that we can't just assume our tech will be supported forever. We need to stay informed and update our systems.
Definitely. And while you're thinking about security, don't forget about your data security. Remember that BitLocker vulnerability we talked about?
This one where someone could read encryption keys from RAM?
Yeah, that one. It shows that no system is perfect. We need to take steps to protect ourselves.
Okay, on a lighter note, let's talk about performance benchmarks. Remember how fast the Samsung 990 EVO Plus was? Turns out those weren't just made-up numbers.
Yeah, they really tested it. They used industry-standard benchmarks like Crystal Disk Mark, ADTO Disk Benchmark, ASSD, and even PC Mark.
And the results were amazing. The 990 EVO Plus really was that fast, especially in sequential tests.
Yeah, it's a great choice for anyone who needs a really fast SSD.
Yeah.
Gamers, content creators, anyone who wants their system to feel really responsive.
They even tested the random access performance. That's important for things like multitasking and opening lots of files quickly. And the 990 EVO Plus did great in those tests too.
It's a really good SSD. It does well in pretty much every test.
But we can't forget about that heat issue. They did some thermal testing, and the 990 EVO Plus definitely runs hotter than some other SSDs,
Yeah. Especially
when you're really using it.
Right, it's something to be aware of, especially if you don't have good airflow in your system. Or if you live in a hot place, you might want to think about getting some extra cooling.
Or just turn up the AC.
Yeah, that works too. But even if an SSD runs hot,
Yeah. It's
usually designed to slow itself down to prevent overheating. So your data is still safe. You just might see a little slowdown until it cools down.
Good to know. Speaking of safety, let's talk about Unraid again. One thing I like about Unraid is how much they care about data integrity and security.
Yeah, for sure. They have some really good features
Yeah. To
protect your data from accidents and attacks.
Like CFS.
Exactly. CFS is a fantastic file system. It's known for keeping your data safe from corruption. It uses checksumming and redundancy.
So even if a drive fails, you're less likely to lose data with ZFS.
That's right. It's designed to fix itself, Mm-hmm. Automatically finding and correcting errors before they become a problem.
That's awesome. And it's not just hardware failures that ZFS can protect against, right?
Right. ZFS can also protect against silent data corruption.
Wait, silent data corruption? What's that?
It's when data gets corrupted without any signs of a hardware problem.
So data can just get corrupted randomly. That's scary.
It can happen. And it's more common than you might think. It could be caused by things like cosmic rays, power surges, or even just tiny imperfections in the drive itself.
Wow, I had no idea. So ZFS can find and fix those silent errors.
It can. That's why ZFS is so popular for data storage.
It sounds like ZFS is a superhero for data.
It is. It's a great tool for anyone who really cares about keeping their data safe. And Unraid has made it easy to use and manage.
I'm convinced. I need to start using ZFS for all my important stuff.
It's a good idea. And Unraid has even more features for data security.
Like what?
Well, remember that BitLocker vulnerability in Windows.
The one where someone could read encryption keys from RAM? Yeah, that was scary.
Well, Unraid has a feature called Docker Safe New Perms. It can help stop that kind of attack.
Okay, how does that work?
It stops Docker containers from accessing files or folders outside of their own storage area. So even if a hacker gets into a Docker container, they can't get to your important data stored somewhere else on the server.
So it's like each Docker container has its own little box, and it can't touch anything outside of that box.
Exactly. It's a simple but effective way to limit the damage from a security breach.
It's like they've thought of everything. Unraid really is becoming the ultimate home server OS.
It's a really strong contender. It's got a great mix of features, performance, and security. And it's easy to use.
Well, that wraps up part two of our deep dive into the future of storage. We've talked about the Samsung 990 EVO Plus, the power of ZFS, and the security problems facing Windows 10 users.
We've seen how companies like Transcend are making great enterprise SSDs.
Mm-hmm.
And QNAP is making personal cloud storage more affordable.
And we can't forget about Unraid. They keep impressing us with their features, their user-friendly design,
Yeah. And
their focus on data security. Wow, we've covered a lot in this deep dive. Cutting-edge enterprise SSDs, personal cloud solutions, even those security issues waiting for Windows 10 users.
Oh yeah, and we can't forget about ZFS, making its way into the mainstream thanks to platforms like Unraid.
Right, it's like a bodyguard for your data. But as we wrap up, I want to leave you with something I've been thinking about. As enterprise-grade and consumer storage become more similar, what does it mean for how we manage and protect our data in the future?
That's a great question. You have those powerful features like PLP and ZFS becoming available to everyday users.
Which is awesome. More options to keep our data safe.
But then you have those big cloud companies, Google, Amazon, Microsoft.
Yeah.
Always trying to get us to store everything with them.
Yeah, but that convenience comes with the trade-off. You're giving control of your data to someone else. And while they do have good security, there's always that risk of data breaches or privacy issues.
So are we all going to become our own data centers?
Oh.
Building our own personal clouds with all the cool features?
Or will those big cloud services just keep winning because they're so easy and cheap? It's tough to say. I think it depends on how much people value control and privacy versus convenience and cost.
I see both sides. I love the idea of my own personal cloud, where I decide how my data is stored and who can see it.
But then there's the whole setup and maintenance thing, troubleshooting problems. It can be a lot, especially if you're not a tech expert.
That's where companies like QNAP come in. They're making user-friendly NAS devices and personal cloud solutions that are easier for more people to use.
And platforms like Unraid are making it easier to build your own NAS without needing to be a coding expert. It's like the Wild West out there right now. So many choices, and everything's changing so fast.
Yeah, it's definitely an exciting time. There are so many cool new solutions that are changing how we think about storage and giving people more control over their data.
It's almost like a philosophical question. Who really owns our data? Is it us or the companies we trust to store it?
Big questions for sure. And we'll keep talking about them as technology changes. But one thing's for certain. The future of storage is going to be interesting, and we'll be here to guide you through it.
Definitely. We'll be back with more deep dives into the world of tech, exploring the trends, innovations, and the things you need to watch out for.
So until then, keep learning, stay curious, and remember, knowledge is power, especially when it comes to your data.
And that's it for this deep dive. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.